Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
His alleged act of flicking a cigarette left three people, including a beloved editor, dead and a number of other residents homeless. Now, without a word of apology, the Inwood man accused of causing the fatal fire in Inwood has been arraigned.
Victor Arias lived inside of the building that he is alleged to have set on fire with a cigarette that sparked the entire thing. This fire killing three people and hospitalizing multiple others while causing major destruction, leaving many in the building homeless.
Do you have anything to say to your neighbors?
We followed him as he walked out of the courtroom.
What do you have to say?
We're going to the right.
Multiple people died.
He didn't say a word, but is out on supervised release. We watched as the handcuffs came off. He has to listen to a curfew of 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. inside of his apartment, surrender his passport, not leave New York City, and agree to have all of his electronic devices monitored. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
No property tax hike after all. Mayor Mamdani announcing his city budget plan today, and it includes billions more from Albany. Let's go live to our newsroom. Here's our Mac Rosenberg with details. Mac?
Yeah, Bridget, the city is getting an extra $4 billion from the state. And joking with a reporter who just got a haircut, Mayor Mamdani said we both cut the deficit. Get it?
We have closed the gap entirely. Down to zero.
He didn't quite get the level of taxing the rich that he wanted, but the mayor considers the budget a win.
I don't know how else to describe a tax on secondary homes of non-resident New Yorkers worth more than $5 million than as a tax on the rich.
That pied-à-terre tax, he says, will give the city $500 million. This is just the beginning of the process. The next step is agreeing on the spending plan with the city council. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
A strap hanger is fighting for his life at this hour after he was stabbed at an East Harlem subway station. Cops say the stabbing happened at about 1:15 p.m. on the downtown 6 train platform at the 125th Street station. The victim is said to be critical. Police say two attackers fled the scene. So far, there have been no arrests. Charges have been upgraded against a Queens man accused of setting a fire that killed four people, including a three-year-old girl. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz says Roman Amatila now faces first-degree murder charges in addition to second-degree murder and arson, a total of 37 counts. Katz says he set the fire at the base of the only stairwell exit from the upper floors of a Flushing building.
The sequence of events show someone who was angry and, you know, went to that building and then came back to start the fire. Knowing that, you know, our allegations is that he knew that in the staircase, no one could get out.
In addition to the four people killed, seven others were injured, including two firefighters. The upgraded charges mean Amatila could be sentenced to life behind bars if convicted. It is that time of year when teenagers are searching for the perfect prom dress, but some are getting duped by fake websites.
Don't let scammers make prom night a nightmare.
Pause. Before you purchase.
That's Claire Rosenzweig, the Better Business Bureau's president and CEO. She says prom dress websites, the latest trend for fraudsters.
Websites that look gorgeous, they are showing what appear to be high-end clothing.
But in reality,
what you're getting is either inferior quality, not anything that was advertised, if you're even getting it at all.
Yeah, even Visa's risk department seeing the same gotcha patterns. So her advice?
If you're going to do a purchase after you research, we always suggest that you consider using credit cards. Because they have the most protection.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
NJ Transit riders can look forward to a lot of improvements. That is according to the New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill saying today. And she is releasing the agency's rapid action plan aimed at enhancing the rider experience for customers.
Step up our cleanings of trains, buses, and stations so vehicles and waiting areas look as good as new. Establish a new real-time crime center that monitors stations for security risks so you feel safe on the platform.
She says NJT will fund the cost of the plan using its existing budget. So, no additional money from the state is necessary. to Long Island now, and nearly two dozen students get to graduate with the title of valedictorian at Jericho High School this year.
Being a valedictorian is such a surreal experience.
Liv Akiva is going to Vanderbilt to study biochemistry. She is one of the 21 super smart valedictorians here at Jericho High School.
We've had a lot of classes that have required studying and late night projects and assignments.
Another student, Andrew Hahn, who is attending Yale in the fall, says he does not have to study much to get all A pluses.
But I'm a very visual learner. I like a lot of videos, a lot of presentations.
Before this, the record was 15 valedictorians at Jericho. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Another moment of silence will be observed this year when the 9/11 Memorial and Museum marks 25 years since the terror attacks. There are already six pauses included in the yearly ceremony marking significant times from that day in 2001, but a seventh will be added this year to honor those who have died from 9/11-related illnesses. It'll be observed at the conclusion of the reading of the names and will permanently become part of the annual ceremony.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.